keeping you in touch with Michigan and the world.
Maybe I should call it the free speech hotline. Seems how free speech is in danger every day. Joe checking in on Owosso. Joe, what's on your mind?
Well, the thing that's interesting is this president is finally trying to incentivize entrepreneurship. For the last 8 years, you saw what happened. Bad unemployment. Why? Because he taxed and he abused the small business, which people did not understand. It creates 65 to 70% of the job market in this country. And so everybody was questioning, well, why is there such unemployment? Well, when there's no incentive to start a small business, you're not going to have these jobs. All I can say is I think it's hilarious to compare Donald Trump to the man who's running against Le Pen. I think his name's Macron
over
in France, because he's actually got on the bill that if he gets in, anybody that makes 1 million euros or more is going to be taxed at 100%.
Yeah, which creates nothing but socialism. Joe, thank you for checking in. You see, if the state takes more than half at any given point, at some point, the House gets all the cards. My next guest, Clark Hodges, checking in, a financial strategist. Clark, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing today?
Doing good. And yeah, I see that one of the provisions of the Trump proposal is to eliminate the estate tax altogether. And, of course, people are going crazy. Well, those rich people are going to keep all of their money. Well, if I earn whatever I earn in my life, shouldn't I be entitled to give it to my children if that's what I'm inclined to do, or give it to charity or do whatever it is I intend to do? Why should it be dictated to the government? Because I pay taxes when I earn it. I pay taxes when I spend it. I pay taxes when I invest it. Why should I pay taxes when I'm done with it?
Oh, I agree 100%. You should look at it like a triple taxation, really, because you get income. You get paid. You pay income tax on it when you make it. Most people that have that kind of money have invested it, and you pay capital gains tax when you invest it and make a profit. And then when you pass away, 40% of it goes to the government. I don't understand how that got away, how we got away with that at all. Now, there is a provision that each estate worth up to $5 million won't be subject to the estate tax. But I think going forward, you know, the death tax is a smart move. And, you know, people that complain about it don't understand the full scope of it, because a lot of small businesses are negatively affected by this, because when a founder of a farm or a small business passes away, a lot of times the kids are forced to sell the business.
That's right.
Just to pay the tax.
That's what I just told the folks.
That's the criminal part here. I mean, that founder of that business or that farmer who started that thing 40 years ago, he never intended to build it up and have his kids sell it when he passed away. He intended it for his kids to have a place to work, primarily. Now, some kids don't work in the family business, but I'm in a family business, and I understand how that works. My father founded our firm, you know, with the hopes that his kids, if they wanted to, would have a place to work for their career. And I see that full scope. My father passed away 2 years ago. So,
yeah, see, I went through that 10 years ago, or a little bit more now. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, a lot of people lose everything to taxes when there's this exchange, if you will. Farms get lost because instead of having a legacy farm that continues, the kids are forced to sell the land to pay the tax bill. And if there's no land to farm, well, pretty much there's no farm. And what happens?
Right.
The big farms, the industrialized farms that the people on the left complain about, become bigger because the people, the rich people, you know, they're taking the money from they don't even understand the results of their own actions. That's what concerns me. But as you look at this overall plan, dropping taxes to 15% and so forth, Clark, do you see some positives here? Do you see some concerns? What do you see as a big picture?
Well, I fall in the camp where I'm for less taxes, generally speaking. So I see a lot of positives. I think the main things that I see that I really, really like is the 15% proposal for corporate tax. Corporate taxes are really, really high. And if the corporate tax were to come down to 15% or even 20% for that matter, you're really going to have a situation where it's going to benefit domestic companies, smaller businesses, smaller privately held businesses, and smaller publicly traded companies. It'll be a really, really good thing for earnings. You'll see tremendous growth in earnings per share projections and earnings for companies. And that's great for the stock market, because primarily, you could say that most stock prices move in conjunction with the earnings power of the corporation. So I really do think that's a big, big deal, and that's probably one of the biggest things in there. And capital gains tax coming down is also going to be a benefit for investors. So those two things right there, I think, are real positives in my mind, because they're going to help the stock market, and that's what I do every day.
Right, and that's going to help. If there's certainty that businesses are going to invest, and another thing is probably going to help the stock market, one of the plans, to repatriate a couple trillion dollars or more at a flat fee that'll be competitive, we are told. We don't know what that fee is. Mnuchin didn't have an exact number yet, but he said it would be competitive on the world stage. That would bring a tremendous amount of money back into the United States.
Oh, well, the stats are there's $1.6, almost $2 trillion overseas. So you could literally jumpstart this economy with 1% or 2% more growth just by doing that one thing. And that's going to create so many jobs and such a windfall for the economy, for consumers, for retail, for restaurants, for movies. You can't even imagine what that would do. And so I think that's a huge, huge deal.
Yeah, I would say that that could be the kind of thing that would really get the economy going. And then one last thing I just saw that came out late yesterday. We've been talking about it this morning. Donald Trump has gotten both the Canadian prime minister and the Mexican president to agree to renegotiate NAFTA and get a better deal, as he promised. A lot of people said that would never happen. Well, guess what?
Right.
It's happening.
I agree. That's the thing. That's the beauty of a guy who's a negotiator, who's a businessman. He's used to getting things done. And this guy, you know, probably when we're all sleeping, decided to pick up the phone and say, hey, let's renegotiate this thing. And he talked them into it. And so when you go back to the tax situation, let's say his proposal for 15% tax on corporations is not achieved and it's 20%. Well, that's still a huge benefit to the whole country.
Sure is.
And one other point I'd like to make
real
about
quick,
it,
you got about 5 seconds.
The middle class will benefit from this tremendously. So you can't argue that this hurts the middle class, because the first $24,000 that a couple earns, a married couple earns, is tax free.
Thank you, Clark Hodges.